Right, good evening, members and officers, and welcome to this meeting of the Planning and Licensing Committee, which is actually the last one of this municipal year. And I'd just like to wish everyone, those of you that are standing, the best of luck. And I think actually everyone here tonight is, although I know perhaps there are others that aren't standing. Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. I was going to say, Joseph, you're not. And yes, you're the very person I do want to thank because of all your help and support throughout your time as Vice Chairman. It's been invaluable what you've brought to this committee and your knowledge, especially in certain areas, flooding of which is one. And I'd like to thank all members for their contributions to the committee, for all their support and help, because we did have quite a work programme. Mm. And I'd also like to thank all the officers for all their time. And I'm doing this at the beginning because I will be declaring the office and I will leave the meeting for the second item, and Councillor St Joseph will take that over. So I wish everyone well, and who knows what or who will appear in May. Councillor Fluker.
Chairman, on behalf of the committee, can I thank you for your exemplary service at chairing this committee?
Thank you.
Where's the catch?
Right, okay, now let's move on swiftly then. Right, Chairman's notices, and please see overleaf, and I do have to read these out, I'm told. Sound recording of meeting. Please note the council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication. And I'm making that announcement now. We've got no members of the public, no members of public speaking, so that's okay. Fire, you know the procedure, follow the green men out, and we all meet outside the entrance to the main entrance of the council offices. Health and safety, you'll be familiar with this, black and white, yellow, tape, beware of the different levels of flooring within the chamber, and of course, closed circuit television. Agenda item number two is apologies for absence. Do we have any?
We have no apologies for absence.
Well, I thought there was one from Councillor Pearlman, but I could be wrong. Mm. I thought a substitute was... Yes, Captain.
And I've certainly not been notified.
Well, maybe it was the last meeting.
Yeah, I've certainly not been notified.
No, we've received that.
I wondered, Chairman, through you, if the clerk could confirm whether or not Councillor B.S. Beale is a full member of this committee. Thank you.
I'm sure he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. You are a full member. You need to sit here, Brian.
All right.
Okay. Right, so no apologies for absence. Then 3 minutes of the last meeting, found on pages 5 to 40. Hopefully you've got those. So for accuracy only, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11. Three of those members, please.
Great.
Thank you very much. Now I have to go on to agenda item number 4, disclosure of interest. Again, I have to read this out. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interest, other pecuniary interest, or non-pecuniary interest relating to items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8 included in the Code of Conduct for Members. And you're reminded you're also required to disclose any such interest as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Any declarations, please, members? Councillor Pratt.
Chairman, yes, good evening. Member of Essex County Council, usual non-pecuniary interests. I do feel I should mention that I am a Burnham Town Councillor, so I have a non-pecuniary interest in the item about the vote.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there also... please.
Chairman, agenda item 7.
Yeah.
I own a freehold property nearby. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to declare the same as Councillor Pratt in how much for Essex County Council. I'm a member of Essex County Council, so no pecuniary with any items on the agenda that may relate to. But on agenda item number 7, it's not pecuniary, but I am going to declare an interest because I sit on the Crouch Harbour Advisory Committee. I'm appointed to that by the KIFCA, and I'm appointed to the KIFCA by Essex. And I have tended to remove myself, being aware of these headaches being talked about in that environment, for any meeting where these helics may crop up. So I'm going to do the same. Councillor St Joseph will take over that item, and he will then be here for the rest of the meeting because there's very little for me to come back. So Councillor St Joseph will ensure the meeting is closed appropriately. Right, okay. Agenda item number 5, public participation. Well, I note me to read that because there are no members of the public present. In fact, there's going to be no members speaking. So, without further ado then, we're going to move on to the agenda item number 5, which is the 6, sorry, not agenda item number 5, green infrastructure sub-strategy supplementary planning document. You will be aware, members, you did have this come before you to agree for it to go out to consultation. It has been out to consultation, which was extended, and you'll see that now it's come back with responses. But I'm going to get Miss Alpin taking us through that, because I know she's done a tremendous amount of work on this. I think it's therefore important she perhaps brings those matters to the attention of you that I may overlook, even though I can read the report and do so. There's probably those finer things I'd miss. Miss Alpin, please.
Thank you. The aim of the Green Infrastructure Strategy is to assess the existing evidence base and identify opportunities to conserve, enhance and promote the district's green infrastructure network, to develop an opportunities map and an action plan to guide future investment in green infrastructure. The strategy will join a suite of supplementary planning documents that support the delivery of the local development plan. For the consultation that was for 7 weeks over December and Christmas, December and January. Everybody on the LDP mailing list were notified for consultation. That was around 1,100 people and organisations, and we received 23 responses. The majority of these were detailed, helpful and very positive. The main issues raised are summarised in the committee report, but are listed in detail in the consultation statement, which is Appendix 3 to this report. For the strategy, which is Appendix A of this report, a number of consultees suggested the inclusion of additional information to give a more complete picture or to fill evidence gaps. For example, additional information has been included in the strategy on ancient woodlands, farming in the district and the key health issues facing the district that the provision of green infrastructure can help to improve. In response to comments from Natural England, amendments were made to ensure the strategy and the projects would not have a negative effect on decimated wildlife sites, predominantly on the coast. For the green infrastructure projects, which are Appendix B of this report, comments included suggestions for additional potential partners and the need to highlight specific challenges for projects, such as the rail trail, has potential car parking issues and the protection of heritage assets and as well for some of the projects, and these were added to the challenges section. The purpose of this report is to seek the committee's approval for the proposed changes to the strategy and the projects, and for this committee to recommend to council that the strategy is adopted as supplementary planning.
Any members? I mean, there's a large document, there's a number of appendices, all the responses that we've received are there, and proposed amendments to the document. Anyone? Councillor Bluker, please.
Tom, I've read this, and it's quite right to pay tribute to the officer who's put so much time and effort into this. And I think it picks up on everything that we discuss. And, Chairman, I think going to the recommendation, I propose that we agree both recommendations.
And I'll second that.
Everyone in agreement?
Excellent report. Yeah.
Thank you. There we go. Excellent report, Ms. Alpin.
Thank you
very much indeed. And that has been agreed. Therefore, the next item is agenda item number 7, at which point I'm now going to vacate this chamber and get out and leave it. And as I said, wish everyone well and does the very best.
Thanks very much.
That's
so good.
Are you coming up here? Are you
going to
stay there?
I might as well stay here.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't like any chairs behind
me. Does anyone want my cushion? I'll leave that on. I'll leave that on alone, Ty. My mic. I'll leave the mic on so it should have the same effect. Anyone wants my cushion? It's there.
Oh, thank you. Is it warm?
Yeah.
That's on the tape, you know.
And for the benefit of the tape, that was Councillor Savage who said that.
Right, agenda item 7. We've just covered 303 pages in 10 minutes, so I think we won't much more than that over the next item. This is to request to seek planning permission at Vernon on Crouch for the change of use for an area of foreshore and the provision of three hazard beds providing new housing opportunities to be agreed. This is just coming to planning licensing. Other issues will be dealt by other committees. Mr. Dobson.
Chairman, can I? It's a bit late in the cycle. It's a bit late in the cycle to start making objections, but this really should have gone to Community Services Committee, not the Planning and Licensing Committee, for several reasons. That it's creating an asset that would have been controlled by the committee. But as I said, it's late in the cycle of everything, and it's something that really needs to be bottomed out and done.
Thank you, Councillor Voice. I hope the boats won't be bottomed out. like the last one was, as far as I know, due procedure was followed, and the main thing here is to look simply to gain permission from this committee to apply for planning consent. If other aspects are being covered by other committees. Okay. Mr. Dobson.
No, I'll give way to Mr. Dobson.
Would you like to? Have your report on this, yes.
Yeah. Okay. As the Vice Chairman said, this is to seek approval from members to submit a planning application for the creation of three residential houseboat berths in Burnham on Crouch, and consent for a mooring pontoon to allow the access to the houseboats. As members will know, the Liz Helig currently lies on a side in an area foreshore owned by Maldon District Council. Extensive work has been undertaken to work initially with the owner, but with a new owner now, who's looking to salvage the boat and move it away from the area. In order to remove the Liz Helig, piles will need to be driven into the riverbed in this area, and the licence has been sought for that. Once it's been removed, the void space would allow for new piles to be sunk and a jetty to be created, which would accommodate three houseboats, which would create additional residential use and also create commercial income for this council. In order to pursue the potential for this development, the Director of Service Delivery is seeking delegated authority from this committee to put in a planning application for those berths as per the recommendations.
Agree with the recommendation.
Can I just point a clarification, Jim? Can I just ask, is that the only land that Maldon District Council own? And also, why are we only going for three berths when it is possible to have four within this document?
I have no doubt that flexibility will be retained.
But the recommendation is that we approve three.
I think we would have to state a specific number, and that is the best option considered at present. There may be other options in the future.
Okay.
I thought we owned more of the foreshore than
that. I thought we did as well.
I don't know how much more foreshore we own. We can check that further. I'm bringing the report on the basis that it was presented to me, which was for this to be the option to seek that delegated plan permission. Whether that means that there's a further option that the committee would like to put forward in terms of looking at the planning permission, but I understand from the work done today that it brings the optimum number for the site.
Okay.
Councillor Foucault.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. A couple of things. I mean, the first one, I always believe that we actually own more land there because the Tiger was on Malvern District Council land, and I'm sure it sat outside of that parcel, so I think we need to get that confirmed. The other thing, Chairman, is there is something about this report that says to me that it should be on green, because if one looks at paragraph 6, Roman numeral 4, we're talking about a fiscal amount there, and the word approximately. So anybody that's likely to tender for this work knows that whatever fee they put in, we're expecting to pay £1,200 approximately, which I do find just a tad odd, and not least of all because this report was published by the commercial manager. I mean, I would have thought that we've agreed the planning, FES, as it says here, the planning, and I'm surprised you didn't spot that PDS. There's a spelling mistake on the 4. And I would have thought that we'd have agreed those figures by now, and I'm not 100% experienced in this type of planning application, but it does seem an awful lot of money for this type of application. So I do hope that that figure is not going to be any more than £1,200, but I can't help thinking we've left ourselves in a difficult position commercially by saying we're quite happy to pay approximately £1,200. So those are my thoughts. I hear what you're saying, Mr. Dobson, about the... I hear what you're saying about the application for an MMO licence, and I know that my friend behind me is an expert on these, but it would make sense to me that maybe we should start that process even before we make the planning application, if this committee is mindful for doing that, because it's going to take a long time to get it. So, Chairman, I think subject to what Councillor Pratt said and what I've echoed and this business about the fee that I'm not very happy with, I would propose, Chairman, that we agree the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Fluker. I would have thought the estimate fee would bound to be an underestimate, but given all the environmental constraints that will have to be satisfied, I do see the sense in getting planning permission agreed through this committee first, because if you do it the other way around, you could end up spending money for nothing. My recollection is that the ownership by Malvern District Council of the frontage on Burnham Crouch is discontinuous, and therefore it would not make sense to apply for the whole lot. Well, Councillor Beale. Councillor Beale.
Thank you. It's the intention of getting a company in to, in fact, revive this boat and float it away. Who's going to be in charge of the site, and is the site going to be marked off where our responsibilities start and finish, or are we going to be responsible for the whole site and then there will be people working on there from the marine company?
It's not fast.
The reclamation.
Turn it off.
The reclamation will be totally the responsibility of the owner of the Miss Hellig.
But are we isolating off that area from the area where it's still our responsibility?
No.
You've got an operation going on there run by somebody else.
The MMO permit, I'm sure, will specify the requirements around that.
Councillor Beale, your idea of isolation in an intertidal zone is somewhat interesting. I mean, are you suggesting they should pile around it?
No, I'm not suggesting. I'm asking what is the intent to keep control of our piece of land, because the boats that are nearby aren't within that specific area. They're outside the area. They're still out of control. It's only where this boat that's capsized is going to be the operation work. And so, therefore, where do we demarcate between that which is still our responsibility and that which is the responsibility of the marine people?
Well, it isn't our responsibility. The responsibility is left between the owner, the contractor, and the marine management organisation. And all that work will finish. This application covers the period after that. Councillor Fluker, I believe you recommended we accept this.
Could I offer a suggestion to amend that recommendation? And I'm still concerned that we're only going for three houseboat places where there is obviously, there is four there. If there's two to the west of it, there is a boat holding two places. So I don't see why we should constrain ourselves to two or three places when there is obviously room for four. I don't understand the logic.
Things are big there.
Well, indeed, but it's like parking bays. If you've got a car that takes up two bays, you have to pay two berths. I think there's four berths there, and we're saying there's only three because we've got a big boat in one side of it.
Councillor Flutter.
Chairman, I sort of see where Councillor Pratt's coming from. So, as I made the proposal, I'm happy to change the recommendation. I propose to change the recommendation so that recommendation Roman 1 said, and provision of up to four houseboat berths, subject to there not being some kind of a planning constraint, because we don't want this to come back and lose another month.
Is there a seconder for that?
Simple.
Right, so the recommendation to Little One is for a maximum of four berths, subject to it not being a planning constraint. Otherwise, it would be three, as stated in the report. And there is a seconder for that.
Agreed.
Thank you. Agreed.
The second recommendation?
The Director of Service Delivery be authorised to submit the planning application for the construction of the pontoon and change of use to the mooring. That's covered. Or are you proposing? I'll have a proposal for that.
Oh, sorry, Chairman. Just realised it says a houseboat, but shouldn't that be up to four? Shouldn't that be in line with recommendation one?
Yeah.
There's more
Yes. So we've changed recommendation two, little two is up to four. With the same subject to it not being a planning,
yeah,
a planning issue. Is that acceptable?
Agreed.
Thank you. Well, there being no other items that have been brought to my attention, I'll close the meeting at 5 to 8, and I would also like to thank the staff of the planning department for all their support I've had over the last 4 years. Thank you.
I haven't got any cup of tea yet.
Thank you, Chairman.